Welcome to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. I'm your host, Gamal Alexander. Hi, I'm Gamal Alexander, and I'd like to welcome you to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. This is the podcast where we share insights and tips on how you can effectively, authentically share your story. Listen, today's episode has me excited because I believe it's going to be powerful and impactful. It's going to be amazing. You have to excuse me if I'm a little intense, but this is something I've been dying to share. But before we dive in, there are a few things I need you to do. First off, I need you to check out my website, www.gamalalexander.com. There are some free resources there that I want you to have because I believe they will benefit anybody that's serious about growing and developing as a public speaker. Next, I want you to follow me on social media. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'd love to engage with you. I'd love to hear from you. Those are a great way to reach me. Now, before I forget, have I told you that I have two books coming out soon? I haven't? Well, I am now. Grace 2.1 and Faith 2.1 are designed to help you develop a habit of having a consistent morning quiet time that's going to help you start your day off right. So I need you to check those out because they're coming soon. And when they get here, I want you to tell a friend. Now that we've gotten that bit of housekeeping out of the way, let's head on over to Easy Street. I've heard it said time and time again that the most important part of success is getting started. And I happen to agree. As a matter of fact, anybody who knows me knows that I'm a big fan of getting started. I love trying new things. I'm always trying something different. I'm always trying to expose myself to something that I've never heard of or never seen or never tried before. I think it's important not to sit back and rest on your laurels and get comfortable with a life that's familiar. So, I believe there's always room for new experiences, new friends, new ventures, new ideas, new destinations, new interests, new skills, new successes, and I try to experience them all. I encounter all kinds of people, smart people, talented people, interesting people, potential game changers, creative people, people with a potential to do amazing things. And you'd think they all have this mindset, but many of them are constantly held back simply because they're afraid to get started. I always encourage them to start. I encourage them, stop overthinking, stop overanalyzing, stop being scared, stop psyching yourself out, stop talking yourself out of it, stop giving yourselves reasons why it won't work. For crying out loud, stop listening to people who haven't done a fraction of what you're trying to do, list all the reasons why you can't do what you want to do. I encourage people all the time to stop listening to the naysayers, stop procrastinating, stop waffling, and just go for it. After all, this is your life, so who cares what they think? Who cares what they say? Who cares what they believe? Who cares what they've seen or what they haven't seen? This is your life. And at the end of the day, when you're lying on your deathbed and you're reviewing your life, I want you to be able to nod with satisfaction and say to yourself, I did what I wanted, or at least I tried. As a matter of fact, I think that's one of the most powerful statements anybody can make about any period of their lives. I did what I wanted, or at least I tried. And if you can't make that statement about your life right now, today, I'm going to pause and I'm going to encourage you to make a decision to make a change. What I want for you is to be able to come to the end of your days and not have your mind filled with regret, but rather have your mind filled with memories. Speaking of regrets, that brings me to what I want to talk to you about for the next few moments. You see, it's been my experience that the primary reason, the number one reason why people do not venture out, especially into the realm of public speaking, is because they're afraid of messing up. I see this with speakers, storytellers, performers from all walks of life all the time. No matter what arena they're in, no matter what context they're in, the concern is still the same. They don't want to mess up. It's not that they don't want to try. It's not that they don't want to learn, but they're afraid that they might fail. They might look silly. They might fall. They might hurt themselves. They might be embarrassed. They might forget the words. People are watching. Somebody's going to see me. And I get it. Who wants to be embarrassed? Matter of fact, here's a little something about me. I can put up with a lot. I consider myself to be a patient person. I'll forgive a lot of things, but I don't want to be embarrassed. I'll deal with failure. I'm not the biggest fan of conflict, but I'm working on it. I'll deal with conflict. But the one thing that I will not deal with is embarrassment. I just can't. I don't like being embarrassed. And that's why for such a long time, it was so hard for me to dive into public speaking, because it wasn't necessarily that I didn't have anything to say. Of course, I had plenty to say. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to guess that you have plenty to say. But like me, you don't like to be embarrassed. So the reason why you haven't developed and grown as a public speaker is because you haven't put yourself out there. You've stayed on the shore, afraid to jump in, afraid that you'll be embarrassed, afraid of messing up. And it's a vicious cycle. On one hand, if you never start, you'll never mess up. On the other hand, if you go through life, especially as a public speaker, protecting yourself from messing up, you'll never get started. You can't win for losing so long as you're in this cycle. And the only way to break this cycle is to discover what I like to call the magic of messing up. You and I have to get to the place where we not only stop being afraid of making mistakes, but instead we seize every opportunity to make mistakes and we harness the magic of messing up and use it to our advantage. So with that being said, here are three ideas about the magic of messing up that I want to share with you. First off, no matter what you do, mistakes are going to happen. It's okay. Some people are afraid to get started because if they start, they might mess up. Then there are others of us who spend all of our time preparing and practicing and learning because we think that if we get enough preparation time in, then we'll eventually prepare ourselves past our mistakes and pull off that elusive perfect performance. But I've got news for you. That'll never happen. Here's the reality. No matter how much you and I prepare, no matter how much work we put in, no matter how much we practice, no matter what you do to try to avoid it, no matter how much research, how many precautions we take, mistakes are going to happen. Human beings are not perfect. And so long as you and I identify ourselves as human beings, guess what? We're going to make mistakes. And if you're going to be a public speaker, you've got to get over the inevitable mistake. You've got to get comfortable with the fact that you will mess up. Yes, it's true. Preparation is important. As a matter of fact, preparation is key to not only public speaking, but any venture. Dave Ramsey, one of my favorite authors and himself a podcaster, he has a saying that goes something like this: pull your boat as close to the dock as you can so that when you're ready to jump in, you won't fall in the water. Well, I wholeheartedly agree. There is something to be said for preparation and practice and putting the time in if you're going to be good at anything, especially speaking in public. But it's not enough for you to prepare. And you can't practice your way past the mistakes, because the fact will always remain that things happen even to the most prepared of presenters that we'd rather not happen. And you know what? It's okay. Don't let the idea that mistakes will occur keep you from making mistakes. Instead, run headlong into the opportunity and make some mistakes. Grab the bull by the horns, seize the day, and even if you stumble, be thankful that you have the opportunity to make a mistake. You see, if you can make a mistake, that means you can learn. And if you can learn, that means you can still grow. Your presentation isn't going to be perfect, nor does it need to be. Get over it. Mistakes are going to happen. It's okay. Number two, people expect that you're going to make mistakes. Guess what? They'll be okay. Have you ever stood up in front of an audience and wondered, what are they thinking? I certainly have. As a matter of fact, truth be told, I've stood up in front of audiences, looked at the person who extended the invitation to me and wondered, what were they thinking? But that's another topic for another day. I digress. Anyway, I've had the privilege of standing up in front of audiences of varying sizes in different contexts all over the world. The one thing that I've never come across is an audience that's rooting for a speaker to fail. Here's a secret. If they asked you to speak, they want you to win. If they asked you to speak, they want you to win. It doesn't matter if they paid you or if you're doing it for free. It doesn't matter if they drafted you or if you volunteered. Once you're standing in front of a group of people and you have their attention and they are giving you their precious time, they want you to win. I've never sat in an audience and wished that the speaker would waste my time. I've never downloaded a podcast and wished that the information would not be helpful. And I'm willing to bet that you haven't either. After all, time is too valuable. There are only so many hours in the day, and I don't know about you, but I've got stuff to do. So I'd like to use my limited time as constructively and as productively as humanly possible. I don't want anybody wasting my time, and I'm sure you don't either. So think about it. If the audience wants you to win, why wouldn't they forgive you for making an occasional mistake? Why would they expect perfection if they know you're doing your best and they're being helped? I believe that if a speaker is effectively, authentically sharing his or her story, then the average sane person is going to cheer on their success. Sometimes silently, maybe even audibly, but at the very least, they're going to be polite and understanding because they will respect the fact that it takes courage for you to stand up in front of a group of people and do what you're attempting to do. And if you mess up, guess what? They'll be okay. Third, and finally, messing up will never define who you are. You're okay. I had to learn the difference between you messed up and you're messed up. You see, one says that there was something wrong with what you did, the presentation you made, the speech you gave. The other says that there's something wrong with you. And if you're ever tempted to confuse the two, let me pause and help you right now. There is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. I don't care how big the mistake was. I don't care how big the stage was. I don't care who was listening. I don't care how many people were in the audience. You are not messed up. There is nothing wrong with you. Even if you made a mistake, you are still talented. You are still smart. You are still an achiever. You are still brave. As a matter of fact, you are braver than most of the people sitting in the audience in front of you watching you mess up because you actually had the guts to get up front and do the messing up. So never forget that a mistake in your performance does not define you as a person. It didn't then, and it never will. What a mistake actually does is it lets the world know that you are pursuing more and you're ready for better. What a mistake really does is that it gives you the opportunity to improve at what you're doing. And pretty soon, guess what? You will improve. Pretty soon, you'll be more proficient. You'll be better. And that doesn't mean that you won't make mistakes. I've made plenty of mistakes presenting and speaking. I've made a few mistakes on this podcast episode so far, but guess what? They don't define me. And you can't allow your mistakes to paralyze you and define you. Stop listening to the inner critic. Stop listening to what your mistakes are trying to convince you of. Stop listening to your own mistakes. You must always remember that the person making the mistake is magical. Now, that may sound like I'm overselling it just a bit, but I'm really not. Remember this if you remember nothing else. You are amazing because you tried. You are amazing because you tried. Messing up does not define who you are as a person. You are okay. Okay. That brings us to the end of our time together. But before I go, I want to remind you one more time. It's okay. They'll be okay. And you're okay. Okay? Okay. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. If you did, let me know. Send me an email at sayitbetternow@gmail.com or like my page on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. I'd love to hear what you think. I'm always excited to hear from you. Also, don't forget to visit my website at www.gamalalexander.com for more information. Well, that's all for now. Until next time, remember, speaking doesn't have to be hard. You can speak easy. You can effectively, authentically share your story. So until next time, take care, and I'll see you on Easy Street. Thank you for listening to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. For more information, please visit www.gamalalexander.com.